Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Washington has stepped up its trade war with Beijing. The Trump administration has announced new tariffs, initially of 10% on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods, its third round of punitive import taxes on exports from China. It means almost half of all Chinese exports to America are now subject to stepped up duties. Kim Gittleson has this report.
This is a significant escalation of trade tensions between the world's two biggest economies. It brings the total amount of Chinese imports subject to tariffs to $250 billion. Notably left off the new tariff list were high-profile items like smartwatches, which could have affected Apple. While Apple executives might be breathing a sigh of relief, it's the American consumer that's set to feel the biggest pinch. That's because, unlike earlier tariffs, which were targeted mostly at component parts, these are likely to affect the price of a range of consumer goods, from clothing to electronics.
There is speculation about the fate of a Russian military surveillance plane that has disappeared over the Mediterranean with 14 servicemen on board. Ali McConnell has the details.
According to Russian media, the aircraft, an Ilyushin 20, vanished from radar about 35 kilometres from the Syrian coast as it was returning to its base on Monday evening. Quoting the Defense Ministry, the reports say contact was lost as Israeli F-16 jets targeted military facilities in the Syrian province of Latakia and as Russian radar tracked rocket launches from a French frigate. A US official told Reuters that Washington believed the plane was shot down accidentally by Syrian anti-aircraft guns. Israel has refused to comment on reports its planes were operating in the Latakia area on Monday.
The South Korean President Moon Jae-in has arrived in Pyongyang for discussions on how to revive stalled denuclearization talks between North Korea and the United States. Laura Bicker says there's mixed reaction in Seoul about the visit.
There are mixed feelings. There are a number of people who do believe that this is a risk, that the North Koreans have shown nothing but antagonistic feelings towards South Korea and that we shouldn't be engaging in this way. But the vast majority of people, I think, do agree with President Moon's view towards talks. The problem here domestically for President Moon is the economy appears to be failing. Unemployment begins to rise, and that means that he needs to pay more attention to people in Seoul rather than that in Pyongyang.
It's reported from Yemen that pro-government forces have launched a new offensive on multiple fronts, including the sea, to take the rubber-held port city of Hodeidah after an 11-week pause. Residents have reported explosions as well as anti-aircraft fire from the Houthi rebels, who control the city and the capital, Sana'a. World News from the BBC. The Trump administration says it will lower its annual cap on the number of refugees allowed to settle in the United States to 30,000. The new ceiling will come into effect for the U.S. fiscal year starting in October. Refugee numbers for this year were capped at 45,000, the lowest since the current refugee program was established in 1980. The Council of Europe's Committee for the Prevention of Torture has published a report accusing the Hungarian police of using violence to push back asylum seekers on its border with Serbia. The report details testimony from migrants who said they had been beaten by police and bitten by their dogs. The authorities in the Mexican state of Jalisco have been forced to store bodies in a refrigerated truck because of a surge in the number of murders there. The truck containing more than 150 unidentified victims of crime was moved from street to street in the city of Guadalajara until residents complained about the smell. At the Emmy Awards ceremony in Los Angeles, television's answer to the Oscars, HBO's fantasy series Game of Thrones has won the coveted Best Drama Award for the third time. More details now from James Cook.
The show began with a musical skit, satirizing the entertainment industry's belated attempts to tackle sexual harassment and improve diversity. Some progress is being made. The nominees this year were more diverse than ever, although most of the winners were white. Claire Foy won her first Emmy for playing the Queen. The big drama and comedy awards went to the fantasy Game of Thrones and 50s period piece The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. But everyone was upstaged by Glenn Weiss, who won for directing the Oscars TV show and used his acceptance speech to propose to his girlfriend. She said yes. Hollywood loves a happy ending.
BBC World News.